Hello.
Good morning. I just heard your interview with Bob Cantor, who makes the advertising hangers.
That's Dan Franchito of South Wellfleet, Massachusetts, calling in response to our story about the Hanger Network Company. It's producing clothes hangers made out of recycled paper to replace ones made out of steel. The new hangers may be more environmentally friendly, but they carry ads. And for Dan, they're just another source of eye pollution.
I feel he is hiding behind concern for the environment in order to push more advertising. I liked your little comment at the end about other ways to conserve resources. Just use the same hangers over and over again. You go to the cleaners, etc.
And then Dan hung up. Our interview with Rice University professor Vicky Colvin about the coming nanotechnology revolution brought this from John Victory of Houston, Texas, who wrote in praise of Dr. Colvin. Everything she mentions about nanotechnology brings promise, if not right away, then certainly to those souls who will follow us. But Michael Blackwell, who listens to us on WUVT in Blacksburg, Virginia, has a dimmer view of the technology. While Dr. Colvin assures us that we can be confident that everything will work out, he writes, we were told the same thing about lead, PCBs, mercury, carbon dioxide, MTBE, nuclear waste, and Teflon. And finally, our conversation with author Barbara Kingsolver about her new book, Animal Vegetable Miracle, A Year of Food Life, had Huntley Gordon of San Jose, California, reaching for his phone.
I found her interview to be very, I guess, revolutionary in the way that she was thinking in regards to having locally grown products to be part of your daily diet. I, too, feel that it is completely ludicrous that we could have produce imported from thousands of miles away and rather than being able to harness what we have here in the United States and truly embrace her project.
Well, you can embrace more of the local food revolution a bit later in the show. In the meantime, we're all ears. Let us know how you feel about what you hear on Living on Earth. Drop us a line at 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. Or email us at comments@loe.org. Our listener line is 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. Just ahead, colorful and nutritious new veggies are on the way. Aren't you glad you ate your cauliflower? You're listening to Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.